when Nicole not enjoy the match, he tried to blame Alex Danis, and yeah, but especially after the first set, then I felt, you know, I'm there, I'm beating the ball very well, and I started to believe that I can do more, and yeah, then I think very well it was the second set tiebreak, and yeah, it worked out pretty well.
His record against you was very imposing, 10-0, you know, he won one set in those 10 matches. How does someone go into a match trying not to think about that? Because obviously it would affect you a little bit.
Yeah, I mean, as I said, I went in the court, of course, to first of all to enjoy the moment. You know, you don't play every day on center court, full stadium, in a Grand Slam against Roger. So I was pretty calm, I have to say, from the beginning, and also in the important moments. It was the match where I felt more comfortable, you know, in my life, also with my emotions. So I think that helped me for sure in the end of the match a lot.
What did he say to you at the end? Because he didn't wait, like, you know, by the neck. He went straight to you to say congratulations, but something else, it sounded like it?
Yeah, I think, I can't remember well, but I think he said, yeah, unbelievable last point, and congratulations.
You had a lead back in 2012 against Djokovic, also two sets. And did that ever enter your mind when you had the two set lead against Federer and then maybe lost the third as well?
No, I was, you know, not thinking about anything, I have to say, in this match. I was very, very calm, and I really, you know, I enjoyed the atmosphere out there, and I was not thinking I'm leading two sets to love or two sets to one, or it was going to the end of the match. So I said, yeah, if I can do that every time, it would be great. Yeah.
You'll be the higher ranked player whoever you play next, Kyrgios or Ziri. So what's this opportunity now that you've created for yourself mean for you?
Yeah, I mean, I played them both, you know, against Rosieri a long time ago, so against Kteranik, US Open last year, and, you know, yeah, for sure two different players. Nick, especially here in Australia, you know, he wants to do well, and he has the crowd behind him, and serving well, maybe not so much of rhythm, and Rosieri, you know, player, maybe a little bit like, you know, like me, a lot of Riley's from the baseline, so it's going to be two completely different players.
Do you think it's tougher now because you have this pressure, like with Roger Pui, you play with more pressure, but now because you are the higher ranked one and because everybody's looking now about you,
mm-hmm.
Do you think that it's like a different approach and you just have to be?
No, I mean, I don't put myself under pressure, I have to say, you know, of course I want to stay focused on the next match, try to do, you know, the same things as usual, and of course I want a great match, and I want to try to, you know, keep up my level, but don't put me so much under pressure, you know, as I said, it's another match, and just try not to play like the previous rounds, and then that was it.
If it is to be Kyrgios, how do you think you'll react to that home crowd that he'll have behind him?
Yeah, you know, he's always a player who involves a little bit the crowd, and always get pumped, especially here, I think, in Australia, and it's not going to be easy. But I think, you know, I have to approach it like today, to go out there and, you know, enjoy the moment, and just try to focus on my game and play and try to play my best. Yeah.
Andres, is it still such a moment to play against Roger Federer compared to, you know, 5-10 years ago?
Yeah, I mean, it's always special for me. It's always, you know, a special moment to play against him, and I know him a long time, and you know, he had so many great results, so that one call against him for me is always something special, and yeah, it's always different than against anybody else.
What does this win mean for your career, do you think? Biggest one so far?
Yeah, of course, you know, it's first time I beat him, and I beat once Nadal in Rotterdam, and he was 2-1, it was also, you know, a big win, and against Roger, you know, I never went close, I never had the chance, and, you know, to have this win, you know, in my career, it's for sure something big, yeah.
Your countryman Bellelli played Federer the round before and took a set. Did you get this chance to speak to him before that match, before the match today, and get a bit of advice?
No, not really. I mean, I didn't ask any advice or anything, you know. I mean, it's tough to ask some advices, because anyway, Roger, you know how he plays and you know him well, so I just saw the first set yesterday, and I think, yeah, Simone played a great set, and yeah, the rest I didn't saw, but I didn't talk to him after the match.